Good morning, everyone. It is Sunday, where are we up to? I think it's the 16th of August. Where is it going this year, really? I haven't done a post for a couple of days. But anyway, here I am. I'm in bed, actually. And I've just been brought... What did I get brought? 2 cups of tea. And biscuits. I don't know if I want any biscuits. I don't. They're malted milk. I don't really want them, but anyway, it was a kind thought. You got a cup of ordinary tea, a cup of peppermint tea. Now, I just wanted to quickly come on here and say, I think autumn's arrived, or the fall, as you call it in the US, or the US of A. Autumn feels like it dropped in overnight. I got up, I didn't sleep, that's the thing. I fell asleep this morning about 8 o'clock and I woke up before 10. So I was downstairs sorting the dogs out early. Well, I think it was about 6 o'clock or something like that. And making some tea. Excuse me. And when I opened the door to take the dogs out, it really hit me. It was actually quite cold. And not only that, there's a certain feel to the air, like a dampness and a certain smell. I'm sure you know what I mean. It smells of damp foliage. It's very, very, it was very autumnal. It's sunny now. And then I came up to bed, back up to bed, and eventually I fell asleep. I fell asleep at the end of my book. So when I woke up, I just had to find the... I'd only missed about 10 minutes, I think. So I fell asleep at about 8. And when I woke up, about 9:45, I could tell straight away the heating's on. Obi's put the heating on. It's off now, but really... It's the first time ever that I can remember, as far as I can remember anyway, putting the heating on in August. We actually put it on in July once, I think, once or twice in the evenings for about 5 or 10 minutes. The book, I've just finished reading the Outlander series, book 8, written in my own heart's blood. Thank you to everyone who told me to keep going when I didn't want to read more than the first few chapters of the first book because I didn't think it was very well written. And everyone kept saying, oh, it gets better, and did it get better? It was always a good story, it's just that I thought some of her writing style was a bit naff. It's not the style, it was some of the things that she didn't think through. Like, there was one particular point where two people were talking in... it's right at the beginning. Two people were talking in an upstairs room and someone comes to the house and it's a terrible storm and a terrible wind and I think there's thunder and everything. And they're at the gate because they can't get in. I think the wind's blowing so badly or something. And they hear voices in an upstairs bedroom. I'm sorry, if you're in a big storm like that, how are you going to hear voices in an upstairs room when you're at the front gate in a terrible gale and storms? So little details like that, didn't ring true to me. But anyway, it's a bit slow going to start. But once you get into it, I couldn't put it down. It's taken me some months to read it. It's a very long, very, very, very long book. So they're like all at least 44 hours in total length to be read. One of them's 50-something. I forget which one that is. The story's ongoing because she is working on book 9, I know. I don't know when that's going to be released, but I'll be looking forward to that. But now I don't know what to read, so... If anyone's got any bright ideas, I do tend to like a series like that. Things I've read, of course, Harry Potter, which isn't at all like that, but what I mean is it's a series. Earth's Children, which I might start reading again. I've read that several times. That's a brilliant, brilliant series as well. I can't think what else at the moment, but I'm interested in a long... It can be a historical thing like that, or based on historical. It's fictional, of course, but it's based on historic events. So any suggestions, welcome. I don't like science fiction. I will read some fantasy. I've read things like the Inheritance series, which is four books. I don't know if the fifth one's come out, but again, that was one where I think it was it's an ongoing saga. That's all about dragons and stuff. It's not my normal type of reading, but I did enjoy that. It was good. I read the Twilight series, which I read it at the time, but I would never read it again. I just don't think it's very well written at all, and it's not my cup of tea. I don't do vampires and stuff, but I've read it to say that I've read it. And I've read things like His Dark Material. of course, I've read classics like... Oh, I read this years ago, The Forsyte Saga, which is a 19th century book. I think it's 19th. Well, it's written. I'm not sure when it was actually written, but it's set in the 19th century onwards into the 20th century. So, if anybody's got any ideas, then please let me know, because I'm at a bit of a loss. It's horrible when you finish a book, but especially when it's a big series like that. It's taken me a long time. I started it in January and I went back to it after about 3 months. It's probably taken me three months or something, because I do spend a lot of time listening to it at night because I can't sleep. And then often in the kitchen, I'll be listening to it when I'm cooking or doing something else. So I can get through huge chunks in one day, just simply on the night time. You know, the nighttime watch. So, yes, please, any suggestions? It doesn't have to be a series. I might look at some more of her books, because at the end a load came up. I didn't look at any of them then, but I might search the Audible website and see what else there is, because I've got quite a few credits to use up. So, ideas on a postcard, please.